Press On with Jared Gunter of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. Hello again, neighbors. Hope you're doing well today. Is there anyone you would love to meet from history? Maybe a legendary actor, musician, athlete, maybe a president or other historical person? Of course, the ultimate would be to meet Jesus, and I hope it's more than a wish for you and for me, but a reality that someday we'll do more than just meet him, but be with him. But there were some who could actually say that they met Jesus in the flesh. They spoke to him, they dined with him, they walked with him. We know his disciples could say that, more specifically his apostles, his inner circle, if you will. And at times it seemed that they almost took it for granted that he was with them. But as we approach the scene captured for us in Luke chapter 9 and verses 28 through 36, I believe we can safely say this was a day that they did not take for granted. Let's read Luke chapter 9, beginning in verse 28. Now about 8 days after these sayings, he took with him Peter and John and James and went up on the mountain to pray. And as he was praying, the appearance of his face was altered and his clothing became dazzling white. And behold, two men were talking with him, Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Peter and those who were with him were heavy with sleep, but when they became fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. And as the men were parting from him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you and one for Moses and one for Elijah," not knowing what he said. As he was saying these things, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were afraid as they entered the cloud. And a voice came out of the cloud, saying, "This is my Son, my chosen one. Listen to him." And when the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone, and they kept silent and told no one in those days anything of what they had seen. So as Luke records, this is just over a week since Jesus told his hearers that if they were to truly follow him, they must, quote, "let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." Jesus was going to give Peter, John, and James further evidence for their need to follow him as he provides a glimpse of his glory in this scene of the Transfiguration. Matthew's account says that Jesus' face shone like the sun in Matthew chapter 17 and verse 2. And if that wasn't enough, two men from Jewish history, Old Testament history, Moses and Elijah, appear alongside Jesus. Moses, of course, was the great leader of Israel who led them out of Egypt, and then Elijah was a great prophet. And Jesus, of course, filled both of those roles in his own right. But it's yet another example of how God's word fits together so beautifully. And so as one would expect, the vision before these other three men, Peter, John, and James, was awe-inspiring. Peter felt like they needed to do something in response, and he wanted to build three tents in honor of the three men appearing in glory before them. But as Luke notes, Peter was not knowing what he said. I'm sure Peter knew the words coming out of his mouth, but he was saying them hastily. While it may have seemed a good idea, God clears up the confusion, covering them in a cloud and directing all eyes and ears on Jesus, saying, "This is my Son, my chosen one. Listen to him." Well, case closed. God said it, and they were speechless. Now, while they didn't say anything in those days, we do read of Peter's remembrance of this incredible scene in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 16 through 18, where he writes, "For we did not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For when he received honor and glory from God the Father, and the voice was borne to him by the majestic glory, 'This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased,' we ourselves heard this very voice born from heaven, for we were with him on the holy mountain." We can know for certain that Peter and the others did not take this day for granted. It was a day that would further establish their faith, and hopefully ours as well, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, the chosen one, and therefore we must listen to him. Thanks so much for listening. Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow with more Press On. Press On is a production of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. We're located at 1235 William Street in Beaver Dam, Kentucky, and can be contacted at 270-274-4451. For more information, give us a call or find us online at beaverdamchurch.com and facebook.com/Church of Christ Beaver Dam. More Press On episodes are available for free on our church website and several top podcast platforms. Just search Press On Bible Podcast. Thanks so much for listening, and let's press on.